At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad you're here this afternoon. The White House press briefing is still going on. We're going to monitor that for any details that might be of your interest. Certainly, we have an inflation report that came in pretty good today. A lot of good economic numbers lining up, and we'll cover that also later in the show. But as we've been discussing, we've been talking about Donald Trump's home rule announcement that he made yesterday, and a lot of people are reacting, people who are there in Washington, D.C., as to their actual real lived experience. And we've got Ryan Schmelz on with us right now, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent, certainly knows a little bit about life in Washington, D.C., certainly the politics, but also just, you know, getting from A to B. Ryan, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Good to be on, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So we're here in St. Louis, Missouri. We know about cities and crime and understanding kind of when you're okay to be out walking on the streets and when maybe it's time to just pack it up for the evening. A lot of what I'm hearing discussed by reporters, by people who are on both sides of the aisle, certainly in Congress there in Washington, D.C., a lot of people have their own personal anecdotes of the danger that exists at a certain time in Washington, D.C. Curious about your report on that, either your personal experience or what you might have heard from those in Congress.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, it's definitely an ongoing problem. You know, we hear about the crime numbers and that they're going down, but I think there are certain places here where people just don't buy that, you know, and so you see in many cases. So I live in Navy Yard, which is the same neighborhood that Nats Park is in. We have had a congressman get mugged in that neighborhood. We have had the neighborhood go into a curfew for juveniles because they had so many reported incidents involving those juveniles after a certain time at night on the weekends. And we've had multiple shootings. There's been several shootings, fatal shootings at the metro stop down the street from where I live. And then we've also had in the building across the street from me a fatal shooting. So there certainly are a lot of issues people have. And just based off the reaction I've seen over the last 24 hours, I would say that this effort from President Trump is supported along party lines. I mean, Republican staffers who live in D.C. are very much excited about this, whereas Democrats are pretty disappointed and very concerned.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that as well, even though I don't know that the criminals are like, are you a Republican or a Democrat before they commit some sort of crime around you? The one thing that I hear a lot about, which I think is an interesting facet of this particular kind of crime in the city, Judge Jeanine Pirro has talked a lot about it, but there are a lot of people participating in this crime who are minors. Can you talk about that?
Well, yes, a lot of the issue that Judge Jeanine is raising, or now I should say U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro is raising, is that it's hard for her to prosecute because a lot of the laws in D.C. are very juvenile friendly when it comes to criminal prosecution. Now, in this case, too, we've had reports that some gangs will enlist, you know, young juvenile people because they have a less of a chance of getting prosecuted by police. So they'll have them carry out whatever activities they want them to carry out. And a lot of that ends up in alleged crime. So I think there is this big concern about how juveniles behave and how they're prosecuted in D.C., which is what Judge Jeanine is trying to go after. And look, a lot of these big incidents that we've seen, especially down here in Navy Yard, have been related to juveniles and some of the, and the, you know, they travel in these really big groups. And there was an incident recently when they came into Navy Yard and were very aggressive towards people. And in some cases, you know, there was some reported mugging that went on too. So this has been a big back and forth about how you handle young people in D.C. because that's where a lot of the, at least newsworthy problems that have been coming up lately have been happening.
Yeah, we're speaking with Ryan Schmelz right now, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. It does seem like there's a loophole in the justice system in Washington, D.C., that maybe those people, those criminals that aren't minors, are using it as an opportunity to take advantage to still commit crimes and do it in a way that has less repercussion. I want to shift gears a little bit here. I've seen a lot of reports about Adam Schiff, now Senator Adam Schiff, then Representative Adam Schiff. Of course, he is under investigation for mortgage fraud due to his owning of homes, I think, in Maryland as well as California, and claiming it both of them as a primary residence. But just in the last 24 hours, it's been revealed by the, I believe, FBI that Adam Schiff was actively directing the leaks of classified information as a representative in an effort to try to damage President Trump. Can you talk to us a little bit about that story and what kind of legs it might have here in the future?
Right. So we were able to get our hands on a document from the FBI, which was an interview with a whistleblower that went on between sometime in 2017 and 2023. So this whistleblower reportedly worked for the House Intelligence Committee, which Adam Schiff was the top Democrat on from 2017 to 2019. And then 2019 to 2021, he was the chairman of that committee. So what we understand and what this whistleblower was alleging was that Schiff was putting out information that he felt would be derogatory towards President Trump and could lead to him potentially getting indicted. And you also had Schiff, you had this whistleblower alleging that he told Schiff during a meeting that this was potentially illegal what he was doing. Now, Schiff, like about 30 minutes ago before we came on here, did send out a statement to us. What we understand is that he called this employee a disgruntled employee who does not have any basis to make these accusations and was actually fired from the committee for just cause. So he's very much trying to discredit what this allegation is based off of what has been put out there.
So just to be clear, that document that you received from Schiff's office, did he only discredit the whistleblower, or did he actually deny what was alleged?
He denied what was alleged
okay.
to. But
mm-hmm.
but the statement we put in a request for was directly from the whistleblower allegation related to leaked information, because the whistleblower was alleging that he was leaking this information out, whether it was to the press or just to the public, in order to pretty much, you know, hurt President Trump. And so that's what our request was directly for. And he denied that. He pushed back on it extensively and also criticized the whistleblower making the allegation. So it seems like he believes he's very aware of who this person is, even though we don't know who it is.
Hmm. Ryan, this is Ryan. Adam Schiff has a pardon at the moment anyway. Is this the kind of stuff that he was seeking a pardon for, or that he got a pardon for? Would that include these allegations?
I don't even remember if Adam Schiff actually formally requested a pardon from President Biden. I think a lot of that was kind of done without any type of consultation. From my understanding, is that President Biden did a lot of that preventatively, just so that President Trump wouldn't go after these people when he got back in office. That includes Hunter Biden as well as a few others. And Adam Schiff was obviously on that list. So I'm not quite sure that Adam Schiff, at least I'm not aware of Adam Schiff ever formally requesting President Biden pardon him.
Mm. Ryan Schmell speaking with us right now. One last question before we let you go. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Texas fight, the redistricting of those mm-hmm. congressional seats in Texas. Now, Ryan, I live in the Illinois 13th district, which of all of the districts right now is getting a lot of play. Never has been discussed really before at this level, but it's that one snake-like district in the state of Illinois, right across the river from St. Louis, Missouri. And people are looking at J.B. Pritzker, the governor in the state of Illinois, going, why are you stepping into this argument here? You've got no ground to stand on. Look at your districts. In your estimation on Capitol Hill, does it seem like a foregone conclusion that there are going to be some serious redistricting done in Texas and it's just a matter of time?
I think people are getting ready for it to be a possibility. Now, there has been some pushback from this. There have been some members of the congressional delegation in Texas, Republicans, who don't want to see this happen because they have their current district. They've gotten to know their district. They've mapped it out, you know, establish their lives there. And some of them aren't exactly fans of this idea of redistricting. Now, there's also this concern, I think, that this is going to be an escalatory measure where this starts in Texas and then it goes on to California, it goes on to Illinois, it goes on to New York. And you could see some Republicans in those states get a little vocal. In some cases they have, like Will Kiley in California. You know, their argument is, and I think there is some concern in GOP circles, that there are more blue states out there that have significant numbers of Republicans in Congress than there are red states that have significant number of members of Congress. So I think everyone's kind of getting ready for this thing to really hit the fan and be an escalatory measure. But at the same time, the one thing that Republicans who are kind of okay with what Texas is doing and keep pointing out is that Texas, the way their state law is written, kind of allows them and gives their state government more power to go about this, whereas California, in many ways, I believe, has an independent commission, which makes it pretty hard for them to pursue a new map at this stage in the game. So every state, it's kind of different. But that's kind of one thing that keeps getting pointed out, is that it's probably harder for Gavin Newsom to do a mid-decade redistricting than it is for Texas to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the domino effect. Living in the Illinois 13th, I would say that Texas wouldn't be the first one to touch the domino, but we'll see. We'll definitely see how it materializes here shortly. Ryan Schmell, stay safe in Washington, D.C. Maybe it'll be safer for you by the time we talk next. We're grateful for your insight, as always.
Hey, thank you, Annie. Have a good one.
You as well. Bye-bye. Ryan Schmelz is a Fox News Radio Capitol Hill White and White House correspondent. Lives in D.C. Great to get his personal experience there. On X, follow him at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Great follow there. Let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show around the corner. Let's discuss this. Can Trump bring peace in the Russia-Ukraine war? Yes or no? Do you think Trump's the guy who can get it done? He certainly gave us the impression when he was running that he'd be able to solve it very quickly. And obviously, even though we're, just 200 days plus a few into this administration, he hasn't done it yet. Big meeting coming up in Alaska between these two individuals. Let's talk when we come back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.